Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, hello. So, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did, thanks. It was absolutely lovely.
Where did you go?
Ah, now that's a good question. We went to the crossing.
Oh, did you? I thought that had shut.
Well, it was, but only for refurbishment. And now it's a very good, posh restaurant.
Oh, really? So why didn't you go to the Fox? That's where you normally go.
Because I think Mike wanted to take me to somewhere special to make up for not coming to the fireworks night.
I see. So, was it really good?
Yes, it was. The food was superb.
Mm, so, what did you have?
I had paella.
Oh, right. Well, I'm sure it wasn't as good as mine.
No, of course it wasn't. But nearly, I suppose. And they kept to what you normally put in paella.
And what did Mike have?
Oh, he had the steak.
Oh, and did you have pudding?
Yeah, Mike did. He had chocolate pudding with a thick, and I mean thick, gooey chocolate sauce.
Oh, that sounds delicious. And how is Mike?
Oh, he's fine.
What about the job? Is he enjoying that?
Yeah. Mind you, he's only done a few days, but yes, he seems happy and says that Matthew's great to work with.
Well, you say that, don't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose I do. And he said, and I had to laugh, he said he didn't realise how obnoxious Tina could be.
Her? Isn't she the one doing that blooming course?
Yeah, that's right. And it's in management, because she told me all about it the other day.
Oh, well, maybe she'll get a job on the mainland and move over there. I'm sure that'd please everyone.
Oh, no. I asked her if she was going to try for a job there, and she nearly bit my head off. It's obviously not something she's considering, as she says she's going to get a job at Patterson's.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, that reminds me. Mike said we were going to advertise for more staff.
Are you? I didn't know you needed any.
Well, that's just it. I thought staffing was okay. Which made me think of what Tina said the other day.
And what was that?
She said that Jim was leaving.
Oh, he's not, is he?
No, I don't think so. Well, he hasn't said anything to me, but that's not a surprise, is it? But Mike didn't mention it either.
Oh, that's odd. Well, text Jim again and ask him.
I can't do that. You know what texting can be like. It's not the same as asking someone face to face, is it?
Well, if you like, I'll text him.
No. I think we need to think about what we're going to say to him.
So, does that mean he's staying out there and he's happy with whoever it is?
I don't know. But I don't think he'd be allowed to stay out there.
Maybe I should look online.
Well, if you do find someone, meet them in Newport and I'll come with you. And then if he's not what you want, we can both go to the pub afterwards.
Okay, that sounds fair to me.
So will you?
What, look online?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, I might.
Morning, Connie. Can I have a quick word?
Yes, what have I done?
Oh, nothing. Right, let's go through here, as I don't want Millie to hear.
Ooh, so what's this all about?
Well, I'm thinking of getting another member of staff.
Oh, really? But why? I thought we'd always said we can cope without anyone else.
Well, that's just it. We can cope, but there's no leeway with people being off for holidays or sickness, so I feel we need another person.
Oh, so does that mean I'll have less hours?
No, it just means that we all won't be working silly hours all the time. Look, here's a rota. Have a look and tell me what you think.
Ooh, so does this mean I get Saturdays off?
Well, it would for this week, but not every weekend. It'd have to change so we all get a Saturday off now and again.
Oh, well, that's good. Good about this weekend. I've a friend coming down and it'll be really great to have the time off.
Well, there you are then. So, are you okay with this?
Yeah, but am I still guaranteed 35 hours a week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when will you advertise?
Well, I don't need to. I've already found someone. Do you remember a customer wanted to talk to me the other day?
Oh, yes, but you never said why.
No, that's right, because Millie had an issue with the oven. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. So what did she want?
Well, she came back in to ask for a dog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'm going to say yes.
Oh, Helen, don't you think you should advertise? Then you'd have more choice.
No, I really like this girl and I think she'd fit in perfectly with us.
Oh, so. Okay, what's her name?
Yaz.
Yaz? It's not Yasmin Shah, is it?
Yes. Do you know her?
Yes, I do. We played crazy golf together the other day. She's Matthew's girlfriend. Oh, well, if it's her, I'm more than happy with her joining the team.
Oh, how funny. Well, that's a relief. So I'll let her know today then, OK?
Yeah, that's great. And yes, you're right. We do need days off now and again.
Oh, thanks, Connie.
What for?
Well, just for being you.
What a stupid woman.
Yeah, she was a bit.
Well, fancy bringing them back because the tassels were too long. You'd think she'd notice how long they were when she was here.
Well, you'd think so. But was that the only problem?
Yeah. She said when she got home and put them on the chairs, the tassels looked far too long.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, these are nice and soft. And they look normal length to me.
Well, that's what I told her. All our tassels come in the same length. So she said, well, I can't buy any from you then.
So did you suggest that she buys cushions without tassels?
No. I didn't think of that.
Oh, well. You'd better do a bit more work on your course then, hadn't you?
Oh, Connie, just a thought. Please don't say anything to Mike about Yaz, will you? Because I don't want anyone to know before I've told her.
No, of course I won't.
And as things are today, I don't think I'll have time to contact her until after work.
No, don't worry, I won't say a word. Have you told Millie that we're getting someone else?
No, not yet. I won't until Yaz accepts the job, and then I'll let her know.
Oh, OK. So I take it that you'll have days off as well?
Yes.
And how do you feel about that, what with Vince being there all the time?
Well, I'm hoping he'll be busy with his work.
Oh, I see. So if he's working, you can get on with what you want to do.
Exactly.
Well, it looks like it's going to work out rather well for us both, doesn't it?
Well, I hope so. Right, have you taken Table 5's order?
Yep, all done.
And everything's okay back there?
Yes, it's the same as always, both of us working well together, but with Millie saying nothing.
Well, that's Millie for you.
It will be nice to have someone who's a bit more chatty.
Yeah, and someone who'll work hard at the same time.
Well, we all do that, don't we?
Yes. But soon, with any luck, we'll be able to have some time off to do what we want as well.
Yes, it'll seem quite odd, really.
Well, at least you can enjoy this Saturday with your friend.
Yep. But it'll be strange having so much time off. I won't know what to do with myself.
Oh, Tina, sorry to bother you, but can you go back on the till, please, as soon as possible? There's been a bit of an emergency.
Oh, OK. What's happened?
A lady has collapsed and Penny's having to deal with her.
I'll be there right away.
Oh, thanks, Tina. Appreciate it.
So, what happened?
Well, I saw her coming towards me with all her shopping, and the next minute she just collapsed to the floor.
Oh, crikey. So did you call the ambulance?
No, James was there and he called one. Well, I went to her.
Do you know if she's all right?
I don't know. Matthew spoke to the ambulance people.
Oh, gosh.
It was awful. It was all so sudden. One minute she looked fine and the next she was just flat out.
Look, do you want to go for a drink after work?
Oh,
go on. I think you need one.
Okay, but just the one, all right.
Oh, there's Matthew. Should we ask him and see if he wants to go for a drink? Yeah, hang on. I'll go and ask him.
Oh, yeah, she seemed much better once she was in the ambulance, so I think she'll be okay.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
So, well done, and I'm sorry, Tina, for cutting your lunch break short. Would you like to take a break now and I can cover for you?
No, I'm all right. But thanks anyway.
You sure?
Yes. I had my lunch, so really, I'm fine.
Right, well, thanks again. I really do appreciate what you did back there. So, right, I must get back to some work then.
Matthew, Penny and I are going for a drink after work. Do you want to join us?
I'll have to check my diary and get back to you, okay?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.